Indeed, let's get a check of Triple Team traffic on a snowy Monday morning, starting with you, Andy.
Well, one of the surprising things about today is how few crashes we've had on the freeways despite the snow and slow conditions. We do have a new one, though, on southbound 15 in Far West, kind of in the North Ogden, heading south towards the main part of Ogden. And actually, the slowing starts probably at this crash where it's still very slushy and low visibility. And the slowing really just continues all the way to Salt Lake City. It's still an hour and a half to 2 hours for drivers on southbound I-15, but the tight stop-and-go delay between Layton and Kaysville on I-15 has thinned a little bit, and we're still seeing plenty of slowing approaching the freeways from all the city streets in Davis County. Eric?
You're not far off the normal pace northbound I-15 from Provo all the way to the south interchange, but wet roads means you're going to have to concentrate, and then once you go into Murray, we do have some slowdowns now northbound on the freeway into South Salt Lake and to the downtown area. Heather?
We've got chains required for all semis moving through Parley's Canyon. That's in both directions. But for those of you heading westbound coming out of the canyon, heading in towards Sugar House, you're going to have some slow and stop and go traffic all the way over to 1300 East exit. You've got very wet road conditions on the 201 freeway. All your city streets in the Salt Lake Valley are pretty wet, and snow is sticking in some areas, especially on the ramps, overpasses, and bridges. Fall, the season of football, homework, apple pie, and a check engine light. Don't let that interfere. Swing into AMCO today for a free diagnostic. Go AMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.